We're now joined by Leeds Rhinos head coach Brad Arthur. Brad, how would you assess Leeds Rhinos' season so far in 2026?
Reasonably reliable. We're trying to become that reliable team where we know what we're going to get from our players, the choices we make around our effort and physicality on a weekly basis. It's hard to do, so we've gone away from the word consistency and more about being reliable, being able to look around in the dressing sheds and know exactly what you're going to get from your mate. And like, we don't always have to, it's very hard to play your best footy every week, but it's around accountability around our choices we make.
What do the recent wins against Warrington and Hulkingston Rovers do for the confidence of the players?
Yeah, well, it helps build belief because we've had to win all those games differently. We've been under a bit of pressure in them. We've had to learn how to travel away from home and prepare better and turn up more professional. We've had to come from behind against Saints here when we're under a bit of pressure. So we've had to deal with a few bits of adversity, even, the Toulouse game. We were up by 30 and doing it comfortable, and they looked like they were going to run us down. So we had to, get our stuff together and go again.
When we last spoke at Odsall on Good Friday, you spoke about building composure under pressure. How evident has that been in recent games?
Yeah, well, I think the results prove that. Some of the performances of our big players, Jake Connor, Lockie Miller, Brody Croft, like the spine have really stepped up in those areas. So I feel like we're getting better with our composure. It's still a work on for us. We're not satisfied 100% with it yet at the moment, but the fact that we're composed enough to get our stuff together to make sure, it's not affecting the result.
A question I've wanted to ask you is, how do you feel this Leeds team would get on week in, week out in the NRL?
Oh, that's a tough question. I don't know. Look, we're a really good team, and I don't want to be making comparisons, but I'm more than confident we can hold our gloves up.
We're doing this on a Monday afternoon. What does the team news look like for the game against Bradford on Sunday? Many changes?
No. We're pretty healthy. We're in a good spot, Good work to Ferg and Adam, the way they've managed our group with our training loads. And because we're playing at a physical level, I think it helps keep you healthy. And so I reckon it'll pretty much be the same team, mate.
Bradford have shown that they could be competitive in Super League this year. What threats do they pose?
It's that unpredictability because they've got nothing to lose, so they'll throw plenty at you. And if it sticks, it can come off and look really good for them. And, but it's high risk as well. So what they have been, has been tough and gritty. And, they're really, they're in every game.
When you played them at Odsall on Good Friday, obviously it was a tight, narrow scoreboard. Yeah. What do you expect to be different this time around, knowing the Hill Dickinson Stadium?
Well, I just think it's a day game, so it'll be a lot more open, size of the pitch, so it'll just play for a different style of footy, which will suit them as well because they like to move the ball around.
Just finally from me, Brad, when you look at Leeds, they've been very lucky with on the injury front. Is there any danger of players playing big minutes now and then perhaps not being up for it at the business end of the season?
No, because I think we've managed it really good. And, there is a bit of luck involved in it, but it's also a lot of good management. And, what we do at training and what we don't do to make sure that, the priority is what they do in the 80 minutes that they play on weekends, and that's what we've prioritised. So that means, sometimes blokes will miss a session or they'll do a little bit less, or in games I'm able to take blokes off. We'll do that, but we're not going to have a resting policy where we sit blokes out for the sake of it. If we're going to rest them, we'll rest them at training, and they'll actually, go and do what they get paid to do, which is win games of footy.
And now you've started your future out here, what do the next couple of years look like?
I was just building from week to week, and I'm enjoying myself at the moment, so hopefully I'm still having saying the same things and at the end of the year and next year.
Cheers, Brad. All the best.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.